Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Program. If you are an applicant or authorized, if you need to send application information to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Go ahead, Catherine, and then I'll introduce myself.
My name is Catherine Chernowski.
Okay, and I'm with Catherine's home care agency. My name is Faggy.
What your first name?
F as in Frank, A-I-G-Y.
And your last name?
Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
And the phone number you're calling from?
267-551-7417.
And is this to check a status or start a referral?
It's to reschedule an appointment. She has an open application, I believe.
An applicant, verify your first and last name again.
It's Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is spelled as T-S-C-H-O-R-N-I-A-W-S-K-Y.
Your date of birth?
3/7/1976.
And spell your last name again.
T-S-C-H-O-R-N-I-A-W-S-K-Y.
Okay. And before we continue, I just want you to know that we will not discuss your case information with anyone without your written or verbal consent. So do you give me permission to discuss your case information while Ms. Faggy is on the line?
Yes.
Okay. And verify your address.
I just moved, so my new address is 2618 East Madison Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19134.
Do you remember the address before then?
2400 North Garnett Street, apartment 3, 19132.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get that address updated. And again, it's 2618 East Madison Street, Philadelphia, PA,
yes.
19134.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we need to get you scheduled for the intake visit assessment. Are you available within the next 7 days at any time?
I'm available all day.
And do you prefer mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoon, I guess.
Afternoon. And what's a good contact number for you? Because we like to call 30 minutes before we arrive.
Yes, 445-233-9291.
And do you want to receive any case updates via text message or email?
Yes.
And do you want text or email?
Text.
Okay. And just to let you know, by providing your cell phone number and agreeing to all terms and conditions, you agree to receive text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third party. To start receiving a text, all you have to do is reply stop. And just to let you know, you may get messages at different times, and that messages and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like the next appointment that we have available would be, we can do this Friday. We have a 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
I have the physical therapy this Friday at 3.
Okay, we can do Monday the 8th. We have a 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
That's fine.
Okay, so we have you scheduled for Monday the 8th between 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be with our enrollment case manager. Her name is Sonia Castillo.
Okay, thank you.
And can we get the harmony
okay,
ID
if you
for
don't
her,
have
please?
Medical assistance, I'm not finished. If you don't have medical assistance, we'll complete a medical assistance application with you. And just make sure you have your identification, your medical insurance, and proof of income.
Okay.
Okay. The county we do send a case to the county assistance office, and they may request additional financial documents. So just keep a lookout for that letter as well.
Okay.
Okay, let me see what else we may need from you. Just bear with me. Okay, we have the physician certification form. You'll have a second interview with the Area Agency of Aging, and they usually call within 14 business days after the first visit to get you scheduled for that. So just keep a lookout for that phone call.
Will
okay,
do,
and if you are denied at any time, you have the right to appeal.
All right.
Okay, and if you need additional assistance, you can always reach out to PA Link as well.
Will do, thank
you. Can I ask one question, please?
Okay.
Yes.
Can we get the Harmony ID so she could track her case?
I'm not finished. I'll get to that at the end of my call.
I'm so sorry. I just don't want to lose you before we ask
Nope, I always give that out. And then, applicant, did you want to add anybody as an authorized representative so they're able to receive any case updates, schedule anything, or speak on your behalf?
She can do it. She's available. She can if she wants.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh. Okay.
Do you need my information again?
Yep, I'm going to ask that. I think I'm moving too slow for you.
No, I just, we have it open where the call gets dropped. I'm with Family First Care.
Okay. And your address?
It's 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
And your phone number ends in 7417?
Correct.
Okay. And now I'm going to provide you guys with the case number, which is also known as the Harmony ID number. Just let me know when you're ready for that.
Okay. I'll write it down for you. I'm ready.
All right.
Okay. It's 603.
Mm-hmm.
769.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any other questions or concerns for me today?
I'm good. Catherine, anything?
I'm good.
All right. Perfect.
All right. So thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Do you have time for a survey today?
No, thank you. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.
You too.